I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. 3 days of negotiations with U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas over a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of Israeli hostages failed to achieve a breakthrough on Tuesday, Egyptian officials said. Less than a week before the start of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, the informal deadline for a deal, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The U.S., Qatar and Egypt have spent weeks trying to broker an agreement in which Hamas would release up to 40 hostages in return for a six-week ceasefire, the release of some Palestinian prisoners and an influx of aid to address the humanitarian catastrophe in the isolated territory. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States and Jordan have carried out another humanitarian airdrop over the northern Gaza Strip, which has been largely isolated by Israeli forces for months. U.S. Central Command says Air Force aircraft dropped nearly 37,000 meals over northern Gaza on Tuesday, the second U.S. airdrop since Saturday. Aid groups say they can no longer distribute food aid in northern Gaza because of the breakdown of law and order there. Over 100 Palestinians were killed last week when thousands of people converged on an aid convoy organized by the Israeli military, which opened fire. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Tuesday welcomed the International Criminal Court's arrest warrants for two top Russian commanders for suspected war crimes in Ukraine. The ICC, based in The Hague, said there were reasonable grounds to believe that the two were responsible for missile strikes carried out by the forces under their command against the Ukrainian electric infrastructure from at least 10th of October 2022 until the 9th of March 2023.